At First Baptist Church in Richmond, a multicultural group sings, prays, and listens to leaders of faith rally the congregation about the need to respond to the Ebola crisis. First detected in Guinea last March, at least 1,500 people have died, including more than 100 healthcare workers, according to the World Health Organization. But officials warn that's likely an underestimate, and it will take months to contain the virus, which is transmitted through the exchange of bodily fluids. As part of the vigil, seven Liberian youth light candles, and the crowd sings, "Liberia will be saved." The event was the public launch of Virginia in Action for Liberia Against Ebola, which is partnering with the Virginia Baptist Mission Board to spread the campaign throughout the Commonwealth. Dr. Kelvin Birch is chair of the new initiative and founder of the African Christian Community Church.
The word has become a global village, and therefore, Ebola has become a global episode that everyone has to respond and react. Based upon the United Nations projection that it has become an international public health emergency issue that needs desperate and urgent response.
Outside the church, members of the Liberian community wrap up tall moving boxes filled with donations of soap, bleach, and other disinfectants. Lydia Bull is originally from Liberia's Montserrato County and has been in the U.S. since 1994. Bull has four generations of family members in Liberia, who she says are growing more fearful as food becomes scarce and the healthcare system collapses.
My concern is about the youth, the little children, not seeing a future, and about the whole country. Because even though some of us are here, we still got majority of our family back home. So when one is affected, all is affected.
People dying everywhere. Everywhere you call, people dying.
The Ebola crisis has directly affected some Richmond residents. Patrick Taylor just lost his sister, Beatrice, to the virus. The pastor of Fountain Baptist Church said she ran a pharmacy where she often came in close contact with people, checking their temperature and vitals.
She was 36 years old. She left with four children. She was, involved with the healthcare profession there. So I guess that's how she contracted that virus. But we didn't know that was it until at the end. Almost, when she was about to die, that's when we discovered that it was it.
Taylor said initial tests indicated his sister may have had malaria or typhoid, and when her condition worsened to the point where she couldn't talk, there was no hospital or clinic willing to admit her. Now every one of Taylor's family members who were in contact with his sister have been quarantined.
Getting medication to them is very difficult. It is a very fragile situation that's over there. Even getting help to them was very difficult. And even up to now, since my sister passed, the team that treats people have not been able to go to their house to start treating them and monitoring them.
And back in Taylor's home village in Laffa County, he knows more than a dozen who died. Liberia is one of the hardest hit countries, with more than 1,300 suspected cases of Ebola and more than 700 deaths. The population was already dealing with extreme poverty, unemployment, and the lasting effects of civil war. Now entire communities are quarantined, curfews have been imposed, schools, markets, and borders are closed, and prices for food and basic necessities have soared. Adam Kine is president of the Liberian Ministerial Association of Virginia.
It is very important for us in America to also understand that just sanitizer now in Liberia is very expensive. So just one bottle of sanitizer can actually be a help to people. Those are business people that are in Liberia, since the crisis, they have raised their prices of every sanitary product to an extent that even a poor person in Liberia cannot afford. There's already hunger. The person's struggling to buy just water to drink. And then you're talking about sanitizer that will cost close to $5 because the price has gone up.
Virginia in Action for Liberia Against Ebola is calling on individuals, hospitals, schools, and companies to get involved in the donation drive. In addition to sanitizers and soaps, they're collecting safety goggles, face shields, disposable aprons, latex gloves, and hospital masks, as well as monetary donations. Reverend Birch is hoping Virginia's historical connection to Liberia will help motivate the people of the Commonwealth to take action. The country's capital city, Monrovia, was named after U.S. President and Virginia native James Monroe.
Most Virginians probably don't know, but this state has an outstanding relationship, historical tie with Liberia. Liberia's first president, Joseph Jenkins Roberts, was a descendant from Petersburg in Virginia. There are so many streets in our country that carry the same name of streets here in Richmond, because the group of free slaves that left from here, they took the names of the streets here in Virginia, in Richmond, in Williamsburg, and named streets after them in Liberia.
Birch says after the virus is contained, the work to repair communities and infrastructure in Liberia must continue.
The next phase will be giving emotional support, because the nation is under trauma right now. So we will hopefully have another phase where we can try to empower the citizens, continue with more education, preventative education, and all of that, to help them know how to go about their normal itineraries without necessarily, you know, contracting the virus or so forth. So we'll continue with educational campaign even after the healthcare practitioners have gotten control of the virus.
Virginia in Action for Liberia Against Ebola hopes other religious and secular groups will get involved in the campaign. Birch says his goal is to raise $1 million and to send their first shipment of supplies by the end of September. For Virginia Currents, this is Catherine Comp, WCVE News.